hits. Welcome to Learning English on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver. Our program is designed for people learning English. Today, Joe Robbins brings us Ask a Teacher. And we close the show with our program, American Stories. But first, here's Dan Novak.
The Delta variant is a version of the coronavirus that has been found in 80 countries since it was first discovered in India. It got its name from the World Health Organization, which names important variants after letters of the Greek alphabet. Viruses always mutate, and most changes are not worrying. There is concern, however, that some variants might change enough to be more transmissible, make people sicker, or avoid the protection of vaccines. Experts say the Delta variant spreads more easily because of mutations that make it better at connecting to cells in our bodies. In the United Kingdom, the variant is now responsible for 90% of all new infections. In the U.S., it represents 20% of infections, doubling in the past 2 weeks. Health officials say it could become the country's most common type as well. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the top disease expert in the U.S. The Delta variant is currently the greatest threat in the U.S. to our attempt to eliminate COVID-19, he said. Dr. Jacob John studies viruses at the Christian Medical College at Vellore in India. He said there is not enough data to be sure whether the variant makes people sicker. And studies have shown that vaccines work against variants, including the Delta variant. Researchers in England studied how effective the two-dose AstraZeneca and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines were against coronavirus variants. The vaccines protected those who got both doses, but were less effective for those who got just one dose. The American state of Missouri is seeing a sharp rise in Delta variant cases because many people are not getting vaccinated. Over 53% of Americans have received at least one shot, says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But many parts of Missouri are well below 40%. One county is at just 13%. Fauci said there is a real danger of big increases in cases in areas around the U.S. with low vaccination rates. That is why experts say it is important to be fully vaccinated. And it is why they say making vaccines available worldwide is so important. But it is not clear yet how long vaccines provide protection against disease. Mehul Sitar is with the Emory University Vaccine Center. He said the current vaccines are designed to work against one spike protein on the coronavirus. The spike protein is the part of the virus that attaches to human cells and is targeted by vaccines. Sitar said if the virus mutates enough over time, vaccines might also need to change to improve their effectiveness. I'm Dan Novak. Thank you.
Award-winning American film director Steven Spielberg has just signed a new deal with Netflix. The movie streaming service is joining forces with Spielberg's production company, Amblin Partners, to make several films each year. The partnership is a big step for Netflix as it faces competition from other streaming services. The deal announced Monday does not specifically include any movies that Spielberg will direct himself. For example, in December, he will release the musical film West Side Story with Disney's company, 20th Century Studios. Amblin also has a separate deal with Universal Pictures for film releases. In a statement, Spielberg said that storytelling will always be at the center of everything we do. And when he and Netflix's Ted Sarandos began talks, he knew this would be a great way to tell new stories and reach new audiences. The statement goes on to say that the partnership will be very satisfying for Spielberg personally, and he cannot wait to get started with the Netflix team. Amblin Partners takes its name from a 1968 film short by Spielberg. The company has helped produce many films outside of those made by Spielberg, including 1917 and Green Book. Netflix and Amblin have worked together in the past on television series. They also worked together on The Trial of the Chicago 7, a film directed by Aaron Sorkin. It was co-produced by Amblin and sold by Paramount Pictures to Netflix during the pandemic. Spielberg has in the past been known as someone who opposes movie streaming. A headline from the news website Deadline.com on Monday asked if hell had frozen over. The expression suggests that the impossible has happened. Spielberg finally accepts the streaming of movies. But in 2019, he said that he was not against it, adding that people have mistakenly believed that about him. In 2019, several news stories reported that Spielberg compared streamed film releases to made-for-television movies. He said such films should compete for television awards or Emmys, not film awards or Oscars. That year, Spielberg said he is a firm believer that movie theaters should be around in the future. He also said that whether on television or in a theater, what matters is a great story, and everyone should have access to great stories. Also that year, in an email to the New York Times, Spielberg wrote that people should have the chance to share a film experience at theaters. He said movie theaters enable crowds to laugh, cry, and be afraid together, so that they might feel a little less like strangers. His email also said he wants movie theaters to survive and to remain important to American culture. Since then, the lines between streaming and theaters have become less clear. For example, Netflix has presented some of its most popular film releases in theaters for a week or more. And traditional film companies like Disney and Warner Brothers now send their movies to theaters and to streaming services. Netflix's Ted Sarandos said Stephen is a creative visionary and leader, and like so many others around the world, my growing up was shaped by his memorable characters and stories. He added that Netflix is honored and pleased to be part of this period in Spielberg's filmmaking history. I'm Alice Bryant.
When Pope Francis meets with followers on Wednesdays, he is usually the most notable person at the gathering. However, on a recent Wednesday, the Roman Catholic leader played second to another man. That man, Matteo Villardita, was made up to look like the famous Marvel comic book creation, Spider-Man. He came to the public gathering to speak to the Pope. The 28-year-old Villardita appears as Spider-Man to cheer the sick children he visits in hospitals. He said he was going to see children later that Wednesday at Vatican City's Hospital for Children. Villardita spoke with Pope Francis, asking him to pray for the sick children and their families. He also gave the Pope an extra Spider-Man mask. Wearing his costume, Villardita took photos with children in an open outdoor space inside the Roman Catholic Church headquarters. The Vatican called Villardita a really good superhero and noted his good work during the COVID-19 health crisis. Villardita reportedly made 1,400 video calls to children in hospitals over the last year while Italy was under COVID-19 restrictions. He said it was exciting to meet the Pope, who, in Villardita's words, immediately understood my mission.
Hello. Summer in the United States is a popular season to hold outdoor celebrations. Today, we answer a question from Egypt about the word party. Here's the question. This word party has many meanings. It changed according to the context. Please give me more details and examples. Taha, Egypt. Dear Taha, that is a great word to learn. You probably learned first that party is a noun, meaning a celebratory social event. When we have a party, we invite people to gather. Usually we serve food and drinks. We might also play music, sometimes for dancing. We also sometimes set up games or other fun activities for our guests. Here is an example sentence using party defined that way.
I'm having a 4th of July party. Would you like to come?
During election campaigns, a political group may ask you to vote for its candidate for a government office. Such groups are also called parties. A party is a group of people working together for a political purpose. Here is an example.
China's President Xi Jinping leads the country's Communist Party.
A related word is partisanship. It means loyalty to one's political party. When the two parties agree on something, it is called bipartisanship. An example of this was last week's vote by every member of the U.S. Senate, in both parties, to make a new federal holiday.
The U.S. Senate showed bipartisanship in a vote by all members to make June 19th a federal holiday.
When lawyers write a contract, they use party to describe the people or groups involved in the legal case. They may say,
both parties must agree to any changes in this contract.
Another more formal use of party is to describe any one person or group. At a restaurant, the host may announce,
a table is ready for a party of four.
When 191 countries signed the Paris Agreement on climate change, they became parties to the agreement. The word party sometimes appears when you could also use anyone or a person.
Interested parties may now buy tickets for the school concert. I bought my car from a private party on the internet.
In disasters, you may hear reports of a rescue party or a search party going to help the victims.
After the earthquake, many countries sent special search and rescue parties to help find the victims.
One note. These are all definitions of party as a noun. People also use it as a verb, meaning celebrate. Listen to this example.
When COVID-19 stopped spreading, my friends and I are going to party together, in person.
Thanks for writing us, Taha. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. That's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.
And now, the second part of The Princess of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
The creature with the spear was huge. There were many other similar creatures. They had ridden behind me on the backs of large animals. Each of them carried a collection of strange-looking weapons. The one with the large spear got down from the back of his animal and began walking toward me. He was almost 5 meters tall and a dark green color. Huge teeth stuck out of his face, and his expression showed much hate and violence. I immediately knew I was facing a terrible warrior. He began moving quickly toward me with the spear. I was completely unarmed. I could not fight. My only chance was to escape. I used all my strength to jump away from him. I was able to jump almost 30 meters. The green Martian stopped and watched my effort. I would learn later that the look on his face showed complete surprise. The creatures gathered and talked among themselves. While they talked, I thought about running away. However, I noticed several of them carried devices that looked very much like rifles. I could not run. Soon, all but one of the creatures moved away. The one who had threatened me stayed. He slowly took off a metal band from his arm and held it out to me. He spoke in a strange language.
Nictu maktuta sakota.
Slowly he laid down his weapons. I thought this would have been a sign of peace anywhere on Earth. Why not Mars, too? I walked toward him and, in a normal voice, announced my name and said I had come in peace. I knew he did not understand. But like me, he took it to mean that I meant no harm.
Slowly, we came together. He gave me the large metal band that had been around his arm. He turned and made signs with his hands that I should follow him. Soon, we arrived at the large animal he had been riding. He again made a sign with his hands that I should ride on the same animal behind him. The group turned and began riding across the land. We moved quickly toward mountains in the distance. The large animals we rode moved quickly across the land. I could tell from the surrounding mountains that we were on the bottom of a long, dead sea. In time, we came to a huge city. At first, I thought the city was empty. The buildings were all empty and in poor repair. But soon, I saw hundreds of the green warriors. I also saw green women and children. I soon learned about many cities like this. The cities were built hundreds of years ago by a people that no longer existed. The green Martians used the cities. They moved from one empty city to another, never stopping for more than a day or two. We got down from our animals and walked into a large building. We entered a room that was filled with fierce green warriors. It was not difficult to tell that these were the leaders of the green Martians. One of them took hold of my arm. He shook me and lifted me off the ground. He laughed when he did so. I was to learn that green Martians only laugh at the pain or suffering of others. This huge warrior threw me to the ground and then took hold of my arm again to pick me up. I did the only thing I could do. I hit him with my closed fist as hard as I could. The green warrior fell to the floor and did not move. The others in the room grew silent. I had knocked down one of their warriors with only my hand. I moved away from him and prepared to defend myself as best I could, but they did not move. The green Martian that had captured me walked toward me. He said in a clear voice,
"Tars Tarkas, Tars Tarkas."
As he spoke, he pointed to his own chest. He was telling me his name. I pointed to my chest and said, "My name, John Carter." He turned and said the word, "Sola." Immediately, a green Martian woman came close. He spoke to her. She led me to another building and into a large room. The room was filled with equipment carried by the green Martians. She prepared something for me to eat. I was very hungry. I pointed to her and said the word, "Sola." She pointed at me and said my name. It was a beginning. Sola was my guard. She also became my teacher. In time, she would become a close and valued friend. As I ate my meal, my lessons in the language of the green Martians continued. 2 days later, Tars Tarkas came to my room. He carried the weapons and the metal armbands the green warriors wear. He put them on the ground near my feet. Sola told him I now understood some of their language. He turned to me and spoke slowly.
"The warrior you hit is dead. His weapons and the metal of his rank are yours, John Carter. He was a leader of one small group among our people. Because you have killed him, You now are a leader. You are still a captive and not free to leave. However, you will be treated with the respect you have earned. You are now a warrior among our people.
Tars Tarkas turned and spoke softly. From beyond the door, a strange creature entered the room. It was bigger than a large dog and very ugly. It had rows of long teeth and 10 very short legs. Tars Tarkas spoke to the creature and pointed at me. He left. The creature looked at me, watching closely. Then Sola spoke about the creature.
His name is Wula. The men of our tribe use them in hunting and war. He has been told to guard and protect you. He has also been told to prevent your escape. There is no faster creature in our world, and in a fight, they can kill very quickly. Do not try to escape, John Carter. Wula will tear you to small pieces.
I continued to watch the creature named Wula. I had already seen how the green Martians treated other animals. They were very cruel. I thought, perhaps this beast can be taught to be my friend, much like a dog on Earth. I walked close to the creature and began speaking in much the same way I would speak to a dog or other animal on Earth. I sat down next to him while I talked softly. At first, he seemed confused. I believe the creature Wula had never heard a kind word. In the next several days, I gained the trust and friendship of Wula. In a few short days, Wula was my friend and fierce protector. He would remain my loyal friend as long as I was on Mars. Several days later, Sola came to me with a look of great concern.
John Carter, come with me. A great battle is about to take place. An enemy is coming near this city. We must prepare to fight, and we must be ready to flee.
Sola, what enemy is this?
A race of red men who travel our world in flying machines. A great number of their machines have come over the far mountain. Take your weapons with you and hurry.
I collected my sword and a spear. I hurried out of the building and joined a group of warriors moving toward the end of the city. Far in the distance, I could see the airships. They were firing large guns at the green warriors. I heard huge explosions. The green warriors were firing back with their deadly rifles. The air was filled with the sound of violent battle. Suddenly, a huge airship exploded. It came down crashing near me. Red Martians were falling from the side of the huge ship, and then it exploded again.
And that's our show for today. But join us again tomorrow for another Learning English program on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for listening.